It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
I got a question for you, Sacramento. When you have to sign your name, what do? Do you sign your name or do you just scribble? Because a survey was done and found that, and this is not good, guys.
Okay.
Almost a third of us just scribble.
Okay, tell me why that's not good.
Well, it depends on what it is, I guess. If you're just signing a, you know,
check.
You go to pick something up at a restaurant, you pay with your debit card, and you gotta finger sign something.
Okay.
Probably not a big deal there. But, like, if you're doing something, though, like, I'm paying a bill, I'm writing a check, I'm signing for a mortgage.
You think that your signature, what your signature looks like, is that big of a deal?
Well, apparently it isn't.
No, it isn't. Your signature, matching your signature, we grew up thinking that, like, our signature was so that nobody could pretend to be
right.
us.
Right, it was your fingerprint.
Right, okay. That's not what it is. As I've become an adult, I've realized that's not what it is. It is you acknowledging something. So you can't say, I didn't know. It wasn't me. That's what your signature is. Truly, as a kid, I thought, okay, I better get this right.
And make it nice.
And because somebody else is going to try to pretend to be me. And this is going to be how they know they're not.
And this is it. This is it. This is my identity for the rest of my life. Remember practicing your signature?
Oh, yes.
Remember practicing, I know you girls, practicing your dream boyfriend.
Obviously.
Married name signature.
Yeah. Did you ever do that? I guess not.
No, I'm a man. This is a man's world, baby. Right. But, I mean, okay, the whole concept of a signature is ridiculous, and I'll give you that. As if, like, this very important thing doesn't mean, like, I'm about to, I want a house, I need a mortgage from a bank. Okay, but you can only get it if you can write your name, but make it go, ooh! I mean, that is pretty stupid. No shock to anybody, if you're just joining us, almost a third of Americans just scribble instead of writing their name. This is broken down by generations.
Okay.
Boomers say that it is very important.
Right.
To sign your signature legibly and or a word like that. And, you know, you get all the way down to Gen Z. Gen Z barely knows how to do anything in cursive.
My mother's signature is one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen.
My mom's too.
And it is exactly clear what her name is. Like, there is no...
Yeah.
There's no confusion.
My mom's too.
My signature is a big K. And then scribble, 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 scribble. And then I cross a T that's somewhere. And then my last name is completely illegible.
Yeah, that is nothing.
I mean, you can see the K.
I can see a K.
Yeah.
The rest of it is a mess.
Nope.
Mine's somewhat similar. My last name is a complete mess. My first name's great, though. I think my first name signature is pretty good.
When you sign your first name, it's relatively legible.
Right. And whenever we're signing an autograph for somebody, I like to dot my first name I with a heart because I think it's funny.
You know, you girls, when you use write your name.
But you're right about our parents' generation. Their signatures and cursive in general is so good. And I know that they had to take penmanship in school. That honestly makes it seem like they went to Hogwarts or something like that.
It does. It makes it seem like...
Like, really?
They had scrolls.
This was important to you.
Right.
This was important to you.
Back then, that makes sense. It was the only way to communicate. Well, I guess they had typewriters.
They did have typewriters, but kind of like how our kids can't believe the fact that we had to take typing classes, computer classes when we were kids.
Your kids don't take computer classes?
If they do, it's not fingers on the home keys.
Oh, ours learning. Do.
Really? No, not my kid.
Oh, yeah.
They just do it. They just figure it out. Like, they just know how to type. They don't put their fingers on the home keys, but they just... My son can type as fast as I can. He never took a class.
Oh, yeah. Our kids' school does. Do.
Well, they didn't need it because they could probably figure it out on their own. Maybe that's what this is. It's just like, I don't know. As we get older and the generations go by, things become less important, such as... what my name identity is on important documents or picking up food.
I was going to say, or not important documents.
right. Right, but listen, I'm just trying to get out of there as quickly as possible before you realize I put no tip.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.